To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook, Twitter, or MeWe. Good morning. Today's photo comes to us from a friend who joined their son for some sunrise surfing on one of the beaches near Jacksonville, Florida. They shared this beautiful view this past Sunday with the instruction to make it a great day. As I already documented, my Sunday was great, as I officially graduated my master's degree in Christian counseling, and the blessings kept coming as I continue to receive congratulations yesterday. So as we walk out of the month of June, I would like to again thank all who recently wished me happy birthday and congratulations on my graduation. Great days are made even greater when we have friends and family to share them with, so thank you. As our friend was surfing Sunday, it appears that we in upstate New York and people elsewhere across the country have been riding the crest of a heat wave, as the last few days have seen record high temperatures all over the country. But just as Wednesday is the hump in the middle of the week, it looks like it will all be downhill from here, as our local forecast predicts temperatures going back down to a high of 70 degrees on Saturday. No matter how hot or turbulent our lives can be at times, if we walk with God, we know that we can lean on His strength to see us through the waves of adversity that can come our way. In my experience, it has been in the worst of times that the Lord really shows that He will never leave us or forsake us. Suffering loss, trials, and heartaches is often a lonely road, as friends and family only have a limited amount of capacity to help you. They have lives of their own and their own set of problems and concerns to deal with, so it's no fault of their own when they are less than perfect in offering help or support. That's why it's critical to have a relationship with the Lord. There will be times when we will walk through challenges by ourselves. A lot of the problems we face are consequences of the things we have done or failed to do. And when push comes to shove, the responsibility falls to us to get ourselves out of the messes we have made. In those times, we'll need the comfort, assurance, love, strength, and guidance that only comes from a covenant relationship with God. I hate to get specific to those who like a more general spiritual outlook, but the truth is that the promises of God for a new and eternal life are conditional upon faith in Jesus Christ. The indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit is also contingent on faith in Christ. And for those who don't know, a reception of the Holy Spirit, adoption in the kingdom of God, and a new identity in Christ are the game changers that give peace in the midst of the most turbulent waves of change we will face. While most of us can adapt and overcome problems and trials in our own strength by gritting our teeth and putting our noses to the grindstone, the big questions of life will never be answered through man's limited knowledge or individual efforts. The questions of life beyond death must be addressed. Ultimate meaning and reality must be considered. Otherwise, we are micromanaging our lives, problem-solving, and planning from one moment to the next without true meaning or purpose. You can even make short and long-term plans for every eventuality that you can imagine for life here on earth, but unless you secure the truth, the way, and the life that comes through faith in Jesus Christ, your best laid plans will be as castles made of sand that the wind and waves of life will wash away, eroding your limited conception of what life is, along with the pride that held your dusty kingdom together. So stop fighting the waves all by yourself. Seek the Lord's answer and you will see the cross of Christ. The cross bridges the gap between God and man and provides those who place their faith in Christ with the ability to rise above the waves of this world. With your eternal destiny secured in Christ, you trade your castles of sand for the kingdom of God. The spiritual reality of your new life in Christ gives you the ability to ride the waves of adversity with strength, patience, and skill. So let go and let God bring you through and to a place where there will be peace and life everlasting. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 10:9 from the New King James Version. It says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Today's verse is the Cliff Notes for Evangelism. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead and you will be saved. enough said. That's pretty straightforward, I think. But I would highlight the two aspects of this simple instruction that will make the difference between a true and false conversion. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus means two things. First, it means that we must speak it. We must make a public confession of our faith. Hey guys, Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm a Christian. Please don't hurt me. Outside of areas of the earth where there is heavy-duty persecution, there should be no undercover Christians. To quote my high school history teacher, Mr. Burley, say it loud and say it proud. He would say it with a Boston accent. I don't have that thing going on. Anyway, you have to and should be proud to say that Jesus Christ is Lord. Second, confess means to agree with. That means that you are not just saying something and not meaning it. You're saying Jesus Christ is Lord is not just lip service. It means that you are making Jesus the Lord of your life with the implication that you obey your Lord and Master. The second part, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, is also integral to the promise of salvation. In your heart points to a sincere, heartfelt conviction that you not only believe the historical fact of Christ's resurrection, but you also believe in the spiritual meaning of the resurrection, and that God's redemptive plan applies personally to you. So not only do you believe the resurrection happened, but you also believe the resurrection happened to you, as those who place their faith in Christ are crucified to death and raised to life with him. So if you evangelize, make sure the people you speak to understand the implications and spiritual realities that are inherent in their act of confession. Reciting a sinner's prayer is no more spiritual than saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States if people don't agree that Jesus is Lord and don't believe in their heart that they are resurrected with Christ. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue with Dr. Neil Anderson's Victory Over the Darkness, continuing in Chapter 5. Yesterday, the section told us what the spirit-filled walk was not, or what it's not. Today, the section we share is what the spirit-filled walk is. So if you want to know what the spirit-filled walk is, go to mtforchrist.org and check out that resource. It's Wednesday. As always, I invite and encourage people to check out the Victory Over the Darkness series of discipleship classes that we've recorded earlier this year, and the current series, The Bondage Breaker, that we are currently teaching. Lesson 6 happens tomorrow, and that'll be uploaded tomorrow evening. And also, I encourage people to check out our Bible study with the Zincatis, where me, Arthur, and Susanna discuss the thing, whatever comes up from Arthur's spirit, basically, from week to week. We just want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you again for the birthday wishes and congratulations, and enjoy the last day of June, and God bless you all.